And this is Carol with Arts Live and Local. And if you haven't been listening, then perhaps it's a surprise. Otherwise, you know that today is day one of the summer pledge drive here at your favorite radio station. And right off the bat, I have a thanks to Tom and Kirsten, who are renewing members. Thank you so much. Get them in early. That's great, eh, Nick?
Yeah.
One of my guests happens to also be a programmer here, so I've enlisted him to help pitch and tell you how fabulous Coast Community Radio is.
Do it, folks. It's the best.
It's the best. What are the numbers?
91.9 in KTCB in Tillamook, 89.5. Talking about, our phone number. The one that you'd call if you wanted to pledge?
Bingo!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That number is 503-325-0010. And we have 800 also.
Yeah.
It's 800...
518-0010. And that's just for pledge drive, really. Or you can go online, coastradio.org, as I said before. But, you know, when you call, the light lights up in the air room, and our hearts skip a little beat.
Yeah.
And it's just delightful to know you're out there caring about us. Well, week after week, this is twice a year we come and beg for you, the listener, to play your part in this amazing radio station that's been on the air for 31 years. But week after week, we also have the underwriters. And as long as I've been here, which is 14 years, on this show, 31 on my folk show, I have to say that Arts Live and Local is brought to you in part by Columbia River Coffee Roaster, wholesaling fresh roasted coffees since 1992 at 279 West Marine Drive, the Old Finnish Meat Market, with Three Cups Coffee House up front, espresso, coffee, homemade baked goods, Wi-Fi, and gifts open every day. And more recently, support for Arts Live and Local comes in part from Coast Weekend, the go-to guide to arts and entertainment in the Columbia Pacific region. It's your coastweekend.com.
Oh, yeah.
And specifically, just for this time of year, we have a special... There it is. We have a special underwriter, and that is... Arts Live and Local is sponsored in part by the Astor Street Opry Company's 30th season of, sing it with me, Nick, would you? Shanghai in Astoria. They do it a little differently on stage, but that's our version.
30-year anniversary.
30th season,
wow.
Yeah.
I like the brother or sister of KMUN.
Sort of, yeah. They start a little bit after we did, so it's true. And the... a lot of things started at that time in the early 80s, but in addition, right now, they have the 11th annual Miss Vivian and Miss Virginia contest. Information and tickets available right now by calling 503-325-6104 or online at AstorStreetOpryCompany.com. So thanks to all those folks, and thanks to you for listening week after week to Arts Live and Local, and for knowing that this is your week to call in. We actually do have a show pledge goal of $400, and I'd like to just double that. Don't you think we could do that? That would be great.
$4,000 seems reasonable.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. With that love that the community gives this radio station, I mean, that's reasonable.
I like your attitude, Nick. That's terrific. And you didn't hear us during E-Town, so if that's one of your favorite shows, call in right now and let folks know. There are folks at the telephones. Tell them whatever your favorite show is. Don't be calling when you're driving on the road. So if just get yourself off the road and
stay safe,
or call a different time and just tell folks what you're pledging towards. But the main thing is it all goes to keep this amazing radio station alive and well. 106 volunteers. Nick and I are two of them right here. So I also want to let you know that the first $100 that comes in is going to be matched. We have a challenge grant from Valerie Fry, big thank you to Valerie Fry.
Wow.
Well, let's start out with some music. Nick, you've got some music for, you're here for a gig tonight.
I sure am, yeah.
Okay, let's hear what you got there.
Okay, well, first off, this is artist Andrew Weathers' project. So let's hear from that. Here's Honest Women Blues.
I like the title.
Hearing now, this is Andrew Weathers, and he is from Oakland, California. This tonight,
that's cool,
performing with Ryan P. Jobes, and they're making a special trip up.
Wow!
Yeah.
Now you put this together. It's happening at the Blue Scorcher, is that right?
Well, it was a joint venture between me and Greg Skloff.
Oh yeah.
Who does the? He's also a programmer here late nights on Fridays.
Yeah.
And we put it together. It's a nice opportunity to be able to use the Blue Scorcher for whatever kind of special music events that happen occasionally. This one's just something that we both had some ideas for and decided that we could make it work.
So I'm reading that this is a night of experimental music. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a number of different acts. We've got four, which is... it's quite a lot for evening.
Mm-hmm.
And that not all of them are, you know, this one sounds very contemporary, kind of folk sounding. But I would say that Andrew Weathers is maybe more of the most kind of usual sounding musician performing tonight. And does some other things that are more unusual. And a lot of these musicians are very involved in this. There's a thing in Portland called the Creative Music Guild.
Oh, yeah.
Which has a lot of interesting improvisational musicians, mm-hmm. and kind of, I don't know, for lack of a better word, experimental, but using different kind of rhythms and different sounds and kind
You know, I've had some of these folks on the air, actually, and a number of them are professional classical musicians.
Certainly.
Or whatever, they're trained academically in music, and then in their spare time they do, as you say, improv or creative music or experimental music, and
right.
And it's very exciting because you've got the proficiency,
certainly, with
and then the creative aspect, the original aspect as well,
that fluidity to make something really special happen.
Yeah. Nice. So who else is going to be here? Andrew Weathers, who else?
Andrew Weathers and Ryan P. Jobes. And then we're also having a new project called Alma Freer, which is featuring Ben Cates of the Creative Music Guild, Brandon Conway, and Ryan Stew. And they're from Portland. And I have a piece by them, if you know. Okay, so there's Alma Freer, then there's Turtle, from Portland, Oregon, which is featuring Sam Hunt, Eddie Bond, and Ben Hampton. And opening the event is Greg Skloff playing.
Astoria.
Yeah.
Who's a bass player.
Oh, yeah. He plays upright bass and runs it through all sorts of computer digital processing.
Well, he's one of those people. He can do straight out, you know, he can play anything.
Right.
And he goes ahead and plays his own stuff as well. So, and Greg produced a concert at the Blue Scorcher a couple of weeks ago, too. That was wonderful.
Right.
With Audio Tattoo.
Audio Tattoo,
and,
yeah.
And it was delightful. It's a nice venue. Okay, where is the Blue Scorcher? We forgot to tell you. It's on 15th and Duane in Astoria. What time does it start?
This event's going to start at about 8 p.m.
Okay.
So an evening, more evening.
Okay.
Late night.
Okay.
Show. Special. Yeah. We're going to have pizza. There's going to be pizza by the slice, and I just want to put that out there because if you haven't had Blue Scorcher pizza, it's really good.
It's special, yeah. Well, let's see. Do you want to go ahead and I'm looking timing-wise. Yeah, go ahead and put that other one on and see what happens.
So here you go. This is a little bit wilder, so maybe you'll get a feel for what creative or experimental music might sound like.
We're doing this jointly, folks, because it's on a computer. That's Nick's part. I'm pressing the buttons. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. this is what I've heard before from these folks. Well, that's quite a spectrum you've got there from the first piece you played to this. All right. So, Nick, are you going to try to keep on producing, you and Greg?
Yeah, we like to put stuff together whenever we can. Every few weeks it's been, something comes up and we're both like, yeah, let's make something happen at the Scorcher.
Great.
It seems like it's something that will continue on through the fall.
And am I right that these are all age, because the Scorcher is an all-age venue?
Of course. The Scorcher is a very, it's a different kind of space because, as you know, it's more of a brunch spot. So when we do events, we never really know what to expect. Sometimes there's many people there, sometimes not so many.
It sounds like Astoria to me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the weather here.
Yeah.
You never know if it's going to be rainy or cloudy.
Right.
But, so for that, we just put on our flyer and our advertisement, donations encouraged, because, as people don't expect it to be a venue, we want people to come and feel invited. No matter what, if they just step in and forgot their wallet at home or whatever, just come on down and, enjoy it,
Nice, nice. Very open and welcoming. And again, this is at the Blue Scorcher tonight, 8 p.m., and that's 15th and Duane in Astoria. And people can, if they need to be late, that's okay too, right?
Sure, of course.
Just come on in and catch some of the acts and then talk to Nick or Greg about how you can stay informed.
Right, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for making the music happen.
Sure.
And thanks for coming in. And what are your parting words about KMUN, Nick?
That it's certainly, it's unreplaceable in our community. How many radio stations do we have that give a real voice to our local characters and our individual culture as a town? It's just, it's really special, and there's nothing that could ever replace it.
I agree. Thanks, Nick. And the way you can support us right now is by calling 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. And by the way, I have some goodies to sweeten the pot for you. I have a ticket for tomorrow's Blues and Seafood. If you were listening to my show last week, you heard Clint Carter telling about Blues and Seafood, which is happening tonight. You can go, and we actually gave away some tickets for tonight. You got Billy D and the Hoodoos and Lisa Mann and her really good band and Albert Cummings, who's wonderful, and a special all-star jam. And then tomorrow we have a ticket for you for a $50 donation to Coast Community Radio. This is a steal, folks, for both the next two things I'm going to tell you. Tomorrow is from 1 until 10 at night. And it's Blind Wolf, North Coast Blues, Franco Paletta, and the Stingers, the Norman Sylvester Band, and the Heartbreakers, featuring a terrific lineup of the Northwest's greatest female blues singers, including Lucy Hammond, Lady A, Lady Cat True Blue, and Mary McPage. I heard them last year. They are fabulous. $50 to Coast Community Radio can get you a thank you gift of a ticket for Blues and Seafood in El Waco tomorrow. And the other thing, if tomorrow is busy, on Sunday, Jazz and Oysters, which is the original, has given us a ticket. And that is from noon to 5. And that is the Corey Weeds Quartet and Sherry Blues. That's at Wilson Field in Ocean Park. And this is for the watermusicfestival.com. This is a benefit. And they do a fabulous job. And you can even bring your dog to that one. I'm a little partial. Give us a call right here, 325-0010 with a 503 in front, 1-800-518-0010. We need to hear from you. Yes.
Well, we have brand...
Go ahead.
We have brand new members, Carol.
Oh,
they've just
great.
Moved to town, and they love it here.
Oh, great.
And they really love this radio station.
All
and they're
right.
supporting... this community Wonderful. Endeavor. They're very happy to become new members. The Carters. And they want to... The
wow,
Carters, thank
the
you
Carter
from Astoria.
Family.
Brand new members.
We
thank
have the
you.
Carter family of our own right here. Not just June Carter and her family, but we have our Carters. Thank you so much. That is terrific. So now they've started the ball rolling. We need you, folks, to give us a call right now because phone hasn't been ringing yet. 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010.
Or you can walk in as the Carters did.
Right.
We're on 14th between Exchange and Franklin. We've had several walk-ins today,
yeah.
Carol.
And if you great. Haven't been here before, you definitely want to come and have a look at this fabulous little radio station of ours. And, you know, it takes a whole community to make a thing like this. Well, didn't you tell us 106 volunteers?
106 yeah. active volunteers,
that's
which is
pretty
amazing.
Yeah.
And you are, yeah. volunteers give their time and their energy, and we're asking you to give us a little moolah, translate that into what you're listening to on the station. Carol's show, she brings in folks from who come from all over the world to do things here, whether it be an art gallery show
yeah,
or a book.
True.
Signing or some other event, and Carol brings them on the air, and you get to hear all these things that are happening.
And
in
you're
our
not
community.
Exaggerating because when we have the Scandi Festival, it's true. We have people coming here from Finland and other parts of Scandinavia coming right on the air here, you know, only on this radio. And then it goes out all over the world.
All
everything
over the world.
Plus, it's podcast. If you miss part of the show or if you like something and you want to hear it again or share it with someone, you can do that by going to coastradio.org. While you're there, you can make a pledge.
Hey,
but we want you to call.
You know, better. If your event has been publicized, and we publicize so many events in our free community calendar,
yeah.
If we've helped you out in any way, please give us some help. 325-0010, toll free, 1-800-518-0010. What's it worth? The way we can help you, I mean, we're publicizing your events, we're announcing Lost Dogs, we're giving you wonderful, wonderful music that you're enjoying and stories. Think about what that's worth for a whole year, and then call us, 1-800-518-0010. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Elizabeth Menetree, our program director. She's going back to the telephones. We need to hear from you. Have that $400 goal, and got a long way to go, folks. Meanwhile, my next guests are coming in, but I'm going to play you a tune by a group that, oh, man, they're going to be moving. By moving, I don't mean moving away. I mean moving in their music. Two Crows Joy has been making music, and they play venues and events from Manzanita and Pacific City, including the upcoming Tillamook Music and Brew Festival, which will be on September 6th. But first, this weekend, tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 p.m. in Wheeler, they will be playing at the Sand Dollar Restaurant. And I've been corresponding. This is Russ Hosley, who is the singer-songwriter behind most of the material, and the guitar man, and Jane Duncan, who found her passion when she picked up the fiddle just 10 years ago. But they've been playing together as a duo, and this is a demo. So this is a couple of other folks joining them. Check them out tomorrow evening at the Sand Dollar Restaurant and Lounge from 6 to 8 p.m. in Wheeler, or just watch for their music. And congratulations to them, because they've got an album coming out. And congratulations to you, because you are about to pick up the telephone and make that phone call. I just know it. Thanks, folks.
There's a mountain on the side of the mountain. I've been contemplating moving there soon. Figure if I gotta be alone, then I might as well have a good view. There's a street somewhere, I hear it's made of gold. We'll be walking on it there someday, I'm told. I know it's quite a story, deep inside I'm sure it is true. I'm an artist, but I kept it deep inside. Sometimes I color outside the line. Paint a pretty picture of a girl, she looks like you. There was a letter in the mail today. Said it, send me $50 and I'll pray. And all your indiscretions and your little bit of sins will fade away. There was a tower and they built it to the sky. And God, he looked down with a sigh. He said, I guess you're never really gonna get it. And he changed the way we speak. There's a woman drawing water at a well. Come man, he had a story there to tell. He said, I see that you are thirsty. If you listen, you won't have to drink again. He's an artist, but he keeps it deep inside. Sometimes the color's outside the line. And he paints some pretty pictures of the girls, and they look like you. He sent a letter in the mail today.
All right, sounding good. Sounding really good. That's Russ Hosley up front with the voice. And Two Crows Joy. I like the title of that too. And they have an album that's going to be coming out soon. It's not there yet, but they're working on it. So congratulations to them. And I don't know where I got Wheeler from, but the Sand Dollar Restaurant and Lounge is in Rockaway Beach. And that is tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. that they will be playing. So keep in touch, and you'll be able to follow through with them at some point when they're ready to get their album out and be all over the place. And right now, speaking of all over the place, I have a couple of guests who are going to be tonight right here at Gala. I think I got it pronounced right. You got to be really careful with that name there, you know. Every time we go to Gala for an event, and it happens often, mm-hmm. Dinah Urell has been wonderful about producing events there and letting other folks be there as well. She has all of us at the very beginning. Okay, now let's all say it together. Kala, K-A-L-A, and it means fish in Finnish. And actually, we have someone here right now who's got a Finnish name, don't we? What's your name?
Katri.
Katri. Does Katri have a meaning, or is it...
It's the Finnish word for Catherine, which means pure.
And that's Mother Nancy Slavin, whose daughter is Katri. And why does she have a Finnish name?
Because she's named after her Finnish great-grandma. My grandma came from Finland, immigrated to the United States.
What a cool thing to have your great-grandma's name. That's wonderful. So Katri's here also to help us pitch this show. This is Coast Community Radio, folks. Don't forget, we are in the middle of our pledge drive, and we need you to call in 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. Now, Nancy's been on the air numerous times because she kind of one of those people who gets around. Dan Byrne is also here. Dan, have you been on KMUN before?
Not KMUN, but your sister station, KBOO,
in
Portland.
That's right. That is our sister station. Once was our mother and now is our sister. you know, things happen like that somehow or other. I'm not sure. Dan and Nancy are the featured authors tonight at the show at Gala, Alaska Stories and Astoria Art. And I saw the art. Have you been over there yet? Nice, yes. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
There's some beautiful art up there. We've got three artists, Vicky Gasser, Lee Oviatt, and Angela Whitlock. So their art is on the walls, well worth seeing. And tonight's going to be a treat because we have Nancy with her book Moorings and Dan Byrne, his book The Gods of Second Chances. Is that right?
That's right.
So who are you folks? Now, Nancy, okay, start somewhere and just give us a kind of a list of all the things you do around here.
Oh.
All those literary things.
Well, first I'm a mom, but then, so I... live down in Tillamook County, and I love listening to KMUN there and KTCB. And so I work at the community college down there, been there for 15 years as a writing and English teacher. I have volunteered for a long time for the Bay City Art Center that does lots of great events, too. I used to write for Hipfish for a long time. So I've worked with Dinah for years and years. So I'm just lucky to have such a supportive coastal community and people like you who support us.
And we're lucky that you're willing to come and go. So we get to have you here in Astoria in addition to Tillamook.
Well, and it's the salmon season, so my husband's up here fishing.
Oh, there you go.
Every day.
I was at the Bay City Arts Center the other night for a concert.
Oh, yeah, that was a good concert.
It was a wonderful concert. So, Dan, where do you live?
I live in Portland, Oregon.
Ah, so you've come even further.
A little bit, yes. Nancy and I read at Tillamook Library on Wednesday, so we're happy to be here in Astoria today.
Okay. So what joins you together is the Alaska aspect? Is that it?
Yes.
So, Dan, why don't you tell us... Oh, and I should say, folks, did I mention the phone numbers, by the way? 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. Nancy and Dan each... has been generous enough to offer a signed copy of his and her individual book for you for a donation to Coast Community Radio. So if you call in with your pledge right now for $50, these are individual memberships. You get your individual book signed by the author. And then you can bring it with you tonight, or you can maybe pick it up tonight. Mm-hmm. So, Dan, tell us about your connection with Alaska and the book.
So the book takes place in southeast Alaska, where I've been up to many times kayaking and fishing. And I wanted to set my character there because he's a working guy who just ekes out a living, and he's got a lot to put up with, and the elements are just one thing. Mm. And I talked with a lot of crab fishermen up there, and when I zeroed in on a guy I wanted to write about who had to struggle to make ends meet and yet had a good heart, that was a place that came to mind.
Wow. And give us a little what you're willing to tell us about the story.
So the story is about a crab fisherman named Ray. And Ray is raising his granddaughter since the time she was 1 year old.
Wow.
And, she's about 11, almost 12 when the book opens up. And he's raising her by himself because his daughter, Sitka's is the granddaughter's, her mother has been in jail for the past dozen years because she's been on drugs. Mm-hmm. And Ray blames his daughter, for his wife's death as well. So about the time that Sitka turns 11, the daughter comes back and wants to reclaim the granddaughter for her own.
Mm. Oh, boy. I can feel the powerful setup right there. And the child's name is Sitka.
Sitka.
Lovely. Yeah, yeah. What made you want to write a story like that?
Part of it was actually knowing several friends who were raising their grandchildren because their kids that were in jail for meth.
Wow.
And part of it was also wanting to write about family friction and ways that we all sort of remember things that happened in our family. But I know if I talk to my brothers and sisters and remembering something, it's like the story I thought I was the hero in, I'm the villain in, and they see things very differently than how
funny
I
about
did.
That,
funny
isn't
how
it?
That how that works. So the way that these memories can really work against us or for us.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, that gives me some background. Do you write full time, or are you in the?
I am converting to full time. I do some consulting as a day job, and my goal is over the next year to make the writing my full time job.
Consulting in.
Market strategies. Okay. I'm actually working on irrigation projects right now, getting farmers to grow more precisely so we waste less resources.
You know, this is amazing because I have never met you and I haven't read your bio, but just for whatever reason, I was thinking day job, you're consulting, and for a joke almost, I was going to say plumbing. And here you go with
so close.
Irrigation.
So close.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're psychic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. If I were psychic, the phone would be ringing. Folks, it's not ringing. I know you want to listen to these two. So do I. So you'll call as soon as the music's on. So, Nancy, tell us about Moorings.
Well, Moorings also has a main character named Ray and has the story of a prodigal daughter coming back and stirring up the family pot a little bit. So it's about a young woman who goes up to Alaska 20 years after a major oil spill that happened in Prince William Sound, and she's looking for her biological father, who she believes to be a guy named Ray, who's a commercial fisherman. And he's always kind of struggled, and you know, she learns that sort of unraveling those family secrets and those dynamics is not really as easy as she thought it would be, and so she learns that it's going to take some time before she can really get to the truth of what happened at the time that she was conceived. So,
So there you have again these different stories, what we think is happening or what we thought was the story.
And so. I was really interested in that too, sort of unraveling what people remember in the stories we tell ourselves so that they become true, whether or not they're actually what happened.
So this evening, you're going to give a reading, is that right?
Mm-hmm. We'll both be reading from our novels, and we'll be also showing our art with our friends who all, you know, kind of were getting in on the sea theme and the Astoria theme, and I'll be reading passages with the commercial fishing because it's these guys who fish out of Astoria who let me on their boats so that I could learn the specific kind of commercial fishing. And they were very kind to bring me out there, and they thought I was not really an author. They thought I was a Greenpeace activist trying to catch them doing something wrong, and they let me on anyway.
Oh,
so
my God.
I'm
going to
read
great.
The passages inspired from actually getting to do that hands-on research.
That's great. And what time is that happening?
It's at 7 o'clock at Kala. And I would also like to mention, I have a very good authority that Nancy is bringing a home-baked blueberry pie. So that alone is worth the price of admission. And some smoked salmon. And I have tasted her smoked salmon.
I'm already there.
And it is wonderful.
Actually, I was planning to go anyway, but now I'm really there. That's wonderful.
We will have treats.
That sounds fantastic. So that is this evening. Kala is 1017 Marine Drive. Between 10th and 11th on the south side, and it's a wonderful venue. Mm-hmm. I was just there for Three Voices, and terrific concert. So delightful. Okay, and again, each of these authors, Nancy Slavin and Dan Byrne, Nancy with Moorings and Dan Byrne with The Gods of Second Chances. Does the gods, what is that, a small g or?
That is a small g. Ray believes that, like all superstitious fishermen, that there's very little that one has control in one life. Although you do have control to pick up the phone and call 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010 to make your pledge and get a copy of either my or Nancy's books. But that being said, the gods, Ray believes in many, many gods. And which puts up the friction when he is in fights with his born-again Christian daughter. There's another set of friction right there. So.
Wow. Boy, these two, did you know each other when you wrote your books?
Not at all.
That's
There's
amazing.
Some weird similarities,
It sure
actually.
Is. Mm-hmm. Plus, the even the protagonist is Ray.
I know.
He's like, woo, okay.
And the great thing is they're still very different stories.
Yes.
And you will get a completely different read, but a great read, I think, from both of them.
Excellent.
And, you know, I just want to say, too, I want to give a shout-out to Lisa Reed over at Lucy's Books, who is a strong supporter of this
Coast
radio
Community
station.
Radio.
I know.
Yes, she is.
Over at Lucy's Books, she'll be carrying our book. So also feel free to stop in there and check out Lucy's Books.
But it'll be even better if you call us right now.
Call
325-0010. I am nowhere near my goal, and really, folks, you know, this station is. I can't imagine life without it, and I bet a lot of you can't either. So call us now. Even if you're already a member, give us an extra pitch. Or if you're calling for a specific gift, I have, not only do I have the two books, I have tickets for tomorrow for Blues and Seafood, for Sunday for Jazz and Oysters. And what else do I have? Elizabeth, I have a Moe's restaurant in Tolovana Park. Is willing to give us a gift certificate.
That's my daughter's favorite restaurant.
Oh.
She loves the clam chowder.
We're going to give a shout out to Aaliyah with a mazel tov to her for her GED. Bravo.
She got her GED.
Very,
yes.
very
yes.
exciting.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Okay. And we want to thank Jane, our very newest member. We have another new member.
Wow.
Jane from Wheeler.
Oh, Jane.
Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much. Thank you.
Thank you, even though I mistitled the place. I gave it to Wheeler instead of Rockaway Beach. Wheeler's a great place. Wheeler, Manzanita, and Nehalem are the tri-villages. That's what I call them. They're terrific places. So thank
Wheeler.
You.
Thank you,
Keep
Jane.
Calling, folks.
1-800-518-0010. Join Jane and the Carters. And we had another person earlier who called in. Thank you so very much. Please join them in supporting Arts Live and Local and Coast Community Radio.
Right now. Thanks. And thanks to Nancy Slavin and to Katri and to Dan Byrne. Bye, Katri.
You want to say it?
What do you guys?
Support local radio station.
Yay. All right.
Okay, folks, out of the mouths of babes,
right.
How can you resist? Give
Thanks.
Us a call right now. Thanks. Thank you so much. Good job, Katri. Okay, I've got some music from you from one of our favorite groups here. This is Timberbound, and what can I say? I won't say much because we have two more guests coming in, but I do want to let you know they're going to be playing tomorrow in Tillamook for the, let's see, tomorrow, it's starting today and it's going until 5 o'clock. It's the Tillamook Forest Center, Return from the Burn. And then it's going Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. Timberbound is playing at 12:30 and at 3 on Saturday. So have a listen. And they're singing a words by Hobie Kider, and they will also be doing a dance in Vernonia in November. So there's lots of times to hear them. Thanks for calling in right now, folks.
I worked in cedar mill all my life, ain't got nothing but an old shake knife. It's a hard time at the cedar mill, boys, hard times everywhere. Cedar mill cuts up bolts for shakes, till cedar's gone and that's the breaks. It's a hard time at the cedar mill, boys, hard times everywhere.
hard times. Cedar Mill boys, hard times. Cedar Mill boys, hard times. Cedar Mill boys, hard times everywhere. From Keys to Brecker Falls, a long, long way. From Mistall around Benoni, it's a hard time. Cedar Mill boys, hard times everywhere. Got all my fingers set for three and four, five teeth, and the rest is me. It's a hard time. Cedar Mill boys, hard times everywhere. Hard times. Cedar Mill boys, hard times. Cedar Mill boys, hard times. Cedar Mill boys, hard times everywhere.
Folks, we love to have you call in for any reason. We also want you to call in with pledges because we have a long way to go on this pledge drive, and I have a long way to go on my goal for today. So give us a call, 325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. This is Timberbound, the wonderful, beautiful Timberbound. They are playing. You recognize the tune, of course. It's Cotton Mill Girls, but Hobie Kider went ahead and as he is his wont, and he rewrote, or he wrote words, Cedar Mill Boys, to suit the idea. Okay, and now I have Jenny Tronier here. Jenny, pronounce your name, please.
Jenny Tronier.
Ah, alors, c'est français. Ah oui, Jenny. Well, you can't say Jenny Tronier.
Yeah,
you have to say Jenny. Jenny Tronier. Okay, anyway, Jenny is in the acting business, so she can say whatever she wants, actually. She's also the, am I right, you're the marketing person for
marketing
the
director and
for the Coaster Theater. So Coaster Theater is in the middle of their summer run right now with two shows going on, and we have tonight is 39 Steps. That's tonight, Sunday, and Thursday. And then on Saturday and Wednesday is Into the Woods. But on Tuesday is a Lollapalooza Gala Festival. And even before that is tonight. You have a kids show.
Well,
tonight.
Actually, starting in about 15 minutes, we are wrapping up our two-week summer kids camp with a program called All About Broadway. The kids have been working really hard all week. It's just, it's great. They work really hard. Patrick Lathrop, our executive director, puts together songs and a narrative that kind of weaves all of the songs together, and it's just really great.
Are the kids acting, or are they?
Yes, they're acting,
they,
singing.
And singing.
Yes, oh yes.
Wow.
They run the whole gamut.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really good.
Oh, man, that is so cool. What's the age range, by the way?
Eight and up.
Eight and up. Mm-hmm. I'm jealous because I grew up on Broadway. Well, not on Broadway, going to Broadway from the time I was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And it is, once you get that in your blood, it's there forever. So it's wonderful that you guys, bravo, Patrick, for instilling that Broadway love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's for the kids, but for the adults, in addition to the theater, and by the way, we should say the number there is 503-436-1242. That's how you get yourself some tickets. Right now, you can call them and reserve your tickets for the shows. Tell us about Tuesday night, though. That's so exciting.
Tuesday night is our second annual fundraiser titled By the Sea, A Midsummer Celebration of Cannon Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it is put together by Executive Director Patrick Lathrop and our board of directors. It really highlights a lot of our Coaster Theater regulars and board members as well that will be performing. But we start the evening at 6 o'clock. With carnival-inspired games, a silent auction, raffle, food, wine, friends mingling.
I've been there.
And then we kind of go into a little kind of cabaret-style performance. Patrick has selected a lot of songs that kind of highlight Cannon Beach and the North Coast, in a sense, a lot of Broadway and pop songs. So there's songs that are inspired by rain, rainbows. There's even a song about a tsunami.
Oh, my.
You know, so just kind of everything that we experience here on mm-hmm. the North Coast mm-hmm. is kind of, we're just kind of celebrating our little neck of the woods.
That's fantastic. And the I checked out the names of the performers, and I recognized every one of them as the regular suspects or something.
These are the usual suspects.
There you go. So, in addition to Patrick, it's Richard Bowman and Darren Hull and Cameron Lira and Sue Myers, Amanda Payne, David Sweeney, Gene White. And if you're a regular at the Coaster, you know these folks and have mm-hmm. enjoyed them. And this is a great way to support the Coaster and Theater on the Coast, which we definitely want to keep going. So if people want to go to that, let's see, you said it opens at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can come anytime right in there.
Yeah, the performance, I believe, starts at 7:30. But yes, we're opening the doors at 6 o'clock so people can have some fun, food, look at all the really cool
auction
items.
Yeah.
We've got some hotel stays,
mm-hmm.
Restaurants, that kind of
right.
thing, and some fun auction items
right,
as well.
Right, right. And the main thing is to have a good time and mm-hmm. to support your local theater.
Yes.
Because that's the same as supporting your local radio. Oh, did I say that? Oh, how do you like that? Yes, it takes money. We're looking for your money today right here at Coast Community Radio. Of course, I'll be on the air on Tuesday morning. I'll be looking for your money then, too. But Tuesday night... Somebody else will be looking for your money, and you can share it all the way around. If you're interested in the arts, and you must be, or you wouldn't be listening right now, then you need to call us and let us know. Whatever you're able and willing to give, we will take. We did make our challenge grant. Thank you very much to Valerie Fry. We have not even come close to meeting our pledge goal for the show. Each show gets a goal. All comes together to help our budget for the year. We only do this twice a year. We only beg and demean ourselves twice a year, but we have fun doing it. We do, we do, we do. We wouldn't do it otherwise. And we do at this time of year. What's special about giving now is that there are fantastic gifts, including the Astoria Coffee House and Bistro, one of my personal favorites, is giving you a $25 gift certificate for a $75 pledge. I mean, these are like giveaways. It makes it so easy to give because you're giving to your nonprofit favorite radio station, and you're going to get a gift in return. Wait a minute. In addition to a year's worth of sound. It's a marvelous deal. And the Coaster Theater is going to pull that off on Tuesday evening. So if people aren't familiar with the Coaster, what is the website for you?
Our website is Coaster Theater, theater spelled R-E,
right?
Not E-R, mm-hmm. .com.
Okay. CoasterTheater.com. And that can give you all the news, including which show is when.
Mm-hmm.
But this special... By the Sea, A Midsummer Celebration of Cannon Beach. It's going to be fun. I was there last year, and I really enjoyed the performance. And I have some Hannah and Grievers. I have the Grievers drawings
that nice.
I was lucky to win at the auction there. So, and speaking of art, I have a piece of art right in front of me. right here. And this is Scott Johnson's At One. This is a watercolor, and he has gifted it to the station to give to you for a donation. Again, there's lots of wonderful things here. The best is knowing you're supporting the radio station. And I want that light to light up. I'm feeling very lonely. Thank goodness I have wonderful guests, but I'm feeling lonely because I like to be surrounded by light. So give us a call and get a book, Jazz and Oysters, Blues and Seafood. And I also have a couple of tickets for another musical group, but I'll play that later if we have time. Jenny, what else are you doing at Coaster Theater these days besides being the marketing director? And
well, actually, we are very excited. We're getting ready to launch a new website, which should be up by the end of the month, which we're very excited about. We are also in preparations for our auditions for our holiday show, which is Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Those auditions will be held Sunday, August 24th from 1 to 4 p.m.
Okay, that's coming
and
soon.
And Monday, August 25th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay, well, that's coming soon enough. We will be sure to keep you in touch on that one. Thank you, Joni. Trognier. Alors, on doit parler français avec Jenny. There you go. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you, Carol.
See you Tuesday. And are you in one of those productions by any chance?
I'm not in the summer production. Okay. I am actually in rehearsals for our fall show, which is 12th night.
Oh, okay. That's going to be great. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And I am going to put my next guests on almost right away. We're going to let Jenny leave. I see my, I see that Elizabeth is here. And I'm not quite sure why. Elizabeth.
Well, first of all, Carol in Nova Scotia.
My beloved Carol.
Love to Carol.
My beloved Carol.
From Carol. Carol.
I'm going to cry.
Love to Carol from Carol, Rick, and Annie.
Oh, thanks, Annie. Annie is a beautiful Newfoundland, but not a normal one. She's a redhead. Yeah.
And the reason they are thanking Carol is because we are in the first day of our summer pledge drive. That's why. That just isn't out of the blue.
No. Did they call? Or they came in online?
I believe
they called.
David spoke to them.
Okay.
You crazy
people. You crazy Nova Scotia. This is Nova Scotia, folks. This is Boudelier Point, Nova Scotia. You got it.
Yes. We have a brand new member. Another brand new member.
Who?
This is the third brand new member on your show.
Love it. That's wonderful. Thank you, Spencer
from Long Beach.
Wow.
Thank you, Spencer from Long Beach. Brand new member.
Fabulous. Welcome to the family, Spencer.
1-800-518-0010. Please give us a call. You can charge it. We'll bill you later. Walk right in. A lot of walk-ins today. We're on 14th between Exchange and Franklin Streets, and we only have $125 to go to make our goal.
Oh, gosh, folks, please make it happen, because I'll walk out of here feeling much better.
Carol will feel wonderful. Don't you want Carol to feel wonderful?
Yes, Elizabeth does, so I don't start yelling at her.
1-800-518-0010. And we appreciate every single call and every single person who's walking in and paying online, coastradio.org. Keep it going. Yes.
Yes. And we love you all, although we love some of you even more than all. Mm. Especially, you know who you are. And
It's me. You love me.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, John Crowley is here.
Carol, I have such a crush on you.
Aw, shucks. John, I hadn't seen you in forever.
Wow.
And then there you were right in the middle of the stage. I saw you making music with the Peepers.
The Peepers, yes.
And folks are going to be able to hear and see the Peepers next week on the 22nd. That is Friday, a week from today. And Dinah Urell, of whom I spoke earlier, who has produced and performed in some of the wonderful productions at Gala, where tonight is the Alaska Stories and Astoria Art. It just goes on and on, all the wonderful stuff. Hi, Dinah.
Hello, Carol.
Hey, and by the way, Dinah is also, we've been doing Finish Up the Yin Yang. Did you meet Katri?
Oh, my goodness.
Katri is Nancy Slavin's
Yes, I know Katri.
Who has a Finnish name.
Yeah.
And Urell, of course. And
Urell is not
Gala.
Finnish. But
oh, sorry. Never mind. I thought you were a Finn.
Next time.
No, huh?
Yes. Oh. No, the grandfather, he took on a name because it was unpronounceable. Uritus.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, a lot of people, my neighbors were the Millers.
I'll change my name to Uritus.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah. Really confuse everybody. Okay, we don't have a lot of time, so tell us what is happening on Friday night.
This is what we're doing.
A week from tonight.
Booze and Bites. Booze and Bites.
With
our fabulous, you know, Marianne Myers, who, of course, everyone knows her from KMUN. And
yeah, she gave away a pie today.
Yeah.
Baked a pie for somebody who pledged $100.
Oh, Hip Fish columnist. Chew on this.
Yes.
Great. She calls it the philosophical rant in food columnist clothing. So we all know her great column what she does around here with the local food movement. So Marianne is going to be, we're just going to keep them coming, all these incredible hors d'oeuvres that are locally sourced.
My mouth is watering already.
Yes.
Does the band get to eat some, Dinah?
Excuse me?
Does the band get to eat some?
Yeah, well...
Maybe. after you perform. Yeah.
And also we're going to have Lawrence Carey from North Coast Distilling.
Ooh.
Lawrence is going to be there with a tasting bar set up, and we're going to be tasting all of his fabulous alcohols. And Marianne and Lawrence have gotten together to kind of pair up.
Match things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Marianne's going to, it's going to be like a big, gigantic mixer.
Wow.
And we're going to be bringing out trays of these hors d'oeuvres. Marianne's going to be talking and telling us what we're eating.
Okay.
And then we'll be making cocktails from the North Coast Distilling liquors. And then that's from 6 to 8.
Okay.
At 8 p.m., the peepers shine on.
Yeah, peepers.
That's if we don't drink too much of that free booze.
That's
I was going to say, you guys might not be allowed to eat and drink until after your gig.
It's not free. No. I mean, well, the tasting and the hors d'oeuvres and the, you know, gathering, there's a charge for that.
Yes.
Then at 8 p.m. and after, there's a small cover charge for just the band.
Okay.
But the cocktails at the bar, of course, they do cost a little bit of money.
Yes,
but we're going to keep the prices down.
Yes. All well, right. It sounds like a fabulous event. So now, where did this concept come from? Booze and Bites. I like the name.
Well, where did it come from?
Of course, we know who came up with that. Yes, we do. We do.
But what we wanted to do is we just wanted to get Marianne into Kala and, you know, just do her great...
Magic.
Yeah, do her thing. So
Magic and miracles.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, and then the Peepers, where did you guys come from?
We've been playing together in various combos for years and years.
But you're all definitely well-known musicians in this area. We have Peter Unander, Bob Lennon, Tom Peake, and John
Squire
Crowley.
Of Napa.
The Squire.
Peter Unander, the big Swede. Very, very, very talented.
Swede and not dumb.
Bob Lennon, John Lennon's long-lost brother.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, and we love playing original songs because Pete writes things and I write things. We have a lot of fun playing together.
That's
and
great.
We all love the Beatles. And we all think that the Beatles should be played live and enjoyed live as much as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear some of that.
Yeah, we have about a set worth.
Okay.
And we know that people love it and we want them to come and to eat and drink and to sing along.
Oh, this is going to be fun. This is Friday, a week from tonight on the 22nd. Now, don't get confused. Tonight, the event is also at Gala, and that is Alaska Stories and Astoria Art. And by the way, Nancy Slavin's book and Dan Byrne's book are waiting there for you when you make your pledge. And then next week on the 22nd is... Booze and Brews.
Bites.
Booze and Brews would be a bit much, wouldn't
first,
it?
First we're going to have the booze, then we're going to start biting each other.
Sounds great.
Something very Astorian. And I'll just say two things very quickly.
Very quickly.
One, I will vouch for the Peepers. I've heard them in rehearsal.
They're
marvelous.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Two,
it's true.
We do have advanced tickets at Imogen and Riversea. There will be tickets at the door, but we have prepared for the admission of 60 people.
Okay.
Between 6 and 8. So you might want to get a ticket.
Yeah.
And if not, you know, come.
Take your
chances. Be there when the doors open.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dinah Urell.
Thank you. Thank you, KMUN. Thank you, KMUN.
Thank you, KMUN. We love it.